And so I realized, I said, Lord, as I was saying, I don't know how to explain what I'm feeling today. I don't know, but it looked like something in my heart changed. I was telling her what the Lord told me about some things. Something changed in me today. I don't know. I said, Lord, you know, it's been things I've been praying for. I wasn't asking for this particular thing, but then it just dropped down in my soul at the Sunday school class. I said, Lord, we just don't understand. But let me tell you something else. It is the word of God. It ain't what you know. It ain't what, it is the word of God. And when the word of God comes upon you in this holy and it's good, that's when it does something good. You can say something in yourself, but unless it's anointed by God, it don't do no good. You can tell people things, but unless it's anointed by God, now I'm trying to explain this thing now, and rubbed over by God, you ain't gonna get nothing done. And I began to realize, so Lord spoke to my heart. He said, all you got to do is keep my commandments. Do what I tell you to do. Praise the Lord. And we know we've been praying. I hear Al praying the same thing. I said, Lord, clean me, Lord. Oh, wash me. I'll be whiter than snow. You know, I pray that. You probably pray it too. Lord, clean me. He said, just keep, do what I say. If you love me, he said, you will keep my commandments. Holly, and my commandments are not grievous. If you love me, you're going to keep them. And so I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. So brother, I was praying what he told me. He said he prayed this morning and he prayed what I've been praying. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I don't want to go. I'm just happy. I'm just in my soul. You know what I feel. You know what's in my soul, Lord. You know what's down there. Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you for these that have come out. But you've told me something, Lord, that I know you're getting ready to do. Praise the Lord. And I thank you for it, Lord. Lord, bless this word. Yes, let the Holy Ghost, use me this morning, Lord. Holy Ghost, speak through my words. Speak through my mouth, hallelujah. Speak, Lord, in Jesus' name. I give you the glory and I give you the praise. I give you the glory and I give you the praise. If you got your mind made up, then nothing is going to stop you from seeing your Jesus. You can go through, but you can't let man stop you. You got to go on, hallelujah. Get your praise going. Get your thanksgiving going. Don't be ashamed wherever you are. The Lord told me, said, if you want to see me in peace, you got to serve me with your whole heart. Church can't be where you sing. The church can't be where you praise God. You got to praise him everywhere you go. If it's in you. What's in you going to come out. Ain't that right? What's in you going to come out. So I'm good. Oh, Jesus. I get a little twisted up here, but y'all love me, so I'm going to be all right. Praise. I said, I'm going to be all right. But when the Lord told me, I said, let me tell you something. It's something else. Praise the Lord. When it comes through an anointed vessel, you know, you got your little things going, especially me. You know, believe what the Lord say. Praise the, even though, you know, he get too sweet with me, I can't take too much sweetness, seem like, from nobody. But I say, the devil is a lie. I say, Lord, I am your precious one. I am precious to you. Hallelujah. I am. You are pleased. I say, you say you pleased. I don't care what nobody else say. You say you pleased. Praise the Lord. Listen, I'm learning. So he's just marvelous. We sung some of the right songs today. Because I'm telling you, them songs got down to me. I said, Lord. You are who you say you are. But I know it's going to be him. And I have learned, I've been here a long time. Praise the Lord, I've struggled and strived. And I want to do what God say do. And I did this and took off that and put on this. But I'm going to tell you something. It take God to give you the holiness that he desires. It take God. So I just pray for people. I pray, I said, Lord, I'm just going to pray for you and knock yourself out because it's going to take God anyway. You can't, nothing you going to do. If you don't give you an anointed word to speak out of your mouth, it ain't going to do nothing. I've learned that. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord. I do praise him. I'm going to Genesis today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can't explain to you what I'm feeling, but you're going to see it. Praise. All that he said to me came running through my spirit. He said, all you got to do is believe what I say. All you got to do is serve me and do what I tell you to do. That's all. I'm not asking nothing else from you. Hallelujah. So that is you loving me if you keep my commandments. You look in there and see to do something. Don't say, well, you know, that ain't for this day. I'm telling you, everything he said to me is for this day. I don't care if he said it back yonder in Genesis. It's for me. Now you do what you want to do and stay back there and grumble and mumble and never grow. But I want to grow in the Lord. Don't you? If you say, well, you that, no, Connie, I ain't near where I want to be. I have not attained what my heart feels. But I know he's told me these last couple days. Ain't that something? Come on. You got a chance. You ain't old as me. You got a chance. This couple of days, it just dropped in my heart what he wants. You know, he just wants somebody to love him. Somebody to obey him. Listen, if you obey him, everything you want naturally so, it'll be yours. When you go to God, if you ain't always, Lord, give me this and give me that, give me this and give me that and give me. Don't have a gimme list. A gimme list. Go and say, Lord, I come to tell you how great you are. You just great, and just go over the greatness and tell him how much you love him and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You look up, you have what you want. That's how you get it. You don't get it down there telling God, give me this. I need that. Give me this. Give me that. Y'all know how y'all. Give me. I've learned a lot in my lifetime. And I ain't talking about me, but I have learned a lot, honestly. And like brother was saying about something, he said, well, this will teach you. I said, it sure is, brother. Mark, this is teaching me something. This is a lesson I had never learned. So I just want to thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank it. Can I just praise the Lord for that? Can I just praise him? I just want to praise him. I mean, you know, praise the Lord. Y'all been with me. Kind of look over my whatever. So a lot of time I get on, I say, Lord, forgive my little stupidities and my inconsecrecies and Lord, and my little things and this. Amen. He is a good God. But in truth, Brother Al read that scripture. He saved us from the wrath to come. He saved us. Then he was sitting up like, who is he? You see, you can't tippy tappy. He said, who are these that's coming up here? The angel said in Revelation, who are them? Those are those who came through great tribulations. And here's something I got to go study. And they washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. I tell you, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb. And I begin to say, Lord, you know, praise the Lord, you left some for the church. And it is your spirit, the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, this is what, God have mercy. Genesis 3. What's the matter with that woman? I don't know. When I find out, I'll let you know. Now, this is something we've read a lot. This is something we read. But this is what the Lord gave me. He gave me two things, but as I'm going today, this is it right here. You know how that goes? Like you say, sister, you have five or six things, and all of a sudden, something, boom, but so this is it. Now, I got something else in Isaiah, but that ain't going to be. I'm going to be up here a couple of Sundays, so I'll give it to you. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, well, he must know they're going to eat something, because he said, the day you eat. He said, the day you eat, he does know that in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And then the woman saw, Lord have mercy, I want to saw. I'm telling you. She saw that the tree was good. I want to see that God is good. I want to saw that God is good. I want you to saw this morning. I want that word. In your heart, you may not understand, but you saw it. Hallelujah. You're going to get up and change because you saw something. And she saw that the tree was good for food, and it was good for, and it was pleasing to the eye. Mm-mm-mm. And a tree to be desired. Is that right? To make one wise. And she took up the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her. And he did eat. Brother preached on that. He said, what that man should do when the snake started talking, he said, wait a minute, I'll handle this, baby. Step on back here. Men, I'm telling you, we're going to go to Colossians, 1 John 2. 1 John 2. And I got it, hit you. Everybody looking at me decent. Mom, you don't be looking like, let me tell you something. I threaded a needle this morning. Because I've been sewing so long, I just about know where the eye is. See, I threaded so many needles. That eye, now they turn around in his eye. And I said, honey, you ain't going to thread a needle. I said, watch. And Lord put that he put it in there because I couldn't thread. And I threaded, I said, whoa, I was as surprised as he was. I said, God is a good God. God is a good God. And he let me know, in your weakness, I'll be your strength. I don't care how weak you get. If you serve me and you my child, I'm going to keep you. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's all you can listen. It don't matter where you go and what they're going to do in this time and what the president going to do and what the song secretary. I don't care what they do. I'm going to try to get closer to God. I'm going to get in the secret place of the Most High and know I'm there. No evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come down my dwelling. Now, that's what he said. While you sit up here worried about what's going to happen, you ought to be trying to get in that secret place where you can be kept. Because time is at an essence. And time goes by. Amen. 2:21. No, it ain't. It's 2:16. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go 15. Listen to this. Now I know that people say, well, yeah. But the Bible say, love not the world. Say, love not the world. Listen, wait a minute now. Neither the things that are in the world. I don't know what that is. I don't know what's in the world. Come on. If everybody doing it, it's in the world. If the majority is doing it, it's in the world. I can't tell you what God is doing with me, but amen. I know if you pray and you ask God, I want to serve you, Lord. I love Jackie because she's so open. She just open and very, whatever you call it. And she tells it like it is. She just tells it, and it's good. Because then when we see you changing, we know, you know, we love you, and just keep being like that. God loves it. God don't love people hiding their sins. He said, confess your faults. Not to everybody, like you, but you know, but confess your faults one to another. Pray ye one for another that you may be, you know, you may be healed. Praise the Lord. A lot of people carrying a lot of mess they don't want nobody else to know. But hallelujah, you ought not to be carrying no mess that you don't want nobody to know. If you got some mess in you that you don't want nobody to know, it's messy mess. You got some you don't can't tell nobody. Watch out now. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love, listen what it say now, love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I see in my spirit of, we've been saved a long time. Dad and I, we've been, you know, we was in church a long time. And though my people and the people of that day, they might not have had the understanding that we got. But I saw something in people that I desire. They were old time. They call them old-timey. They dressed old-timey. They talked old-timey, especially Sister Hayden. She touched my life. She really did. She was an old lady, old sanctified, they call them. But they had something from God. They really had something. They really did. They, you know, they didn't have what we got now. I never heard any of them speaking tongues. Never heard them. They didn't believe it. In fact, that's why our church separated from the other church. We are a holiness church, but we separated from the holy people we call holy rollers. Now, when I went down south, the young brother that came up with me named John, he went over all into the tongues. That man preached too. I mean, he preached. And we do need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. In fact, from this day, the Holy Ghost is going to rule this church. You need the Holy Ghost. We need power over sin and power in your life. And he's the one. I say he's the one. Praise the Lord. I hate to have a whole church full of nothing because I've seen it. I ain't going to say that, Lord. You're going to help me with my mouth now. I've seen it. Church with nothing. You know, call us together as one, this church, and see what we do. Then you find out what kind of church we are. Nobody can catch that. Have something and call us all together, just this church. And let us sit there for about an hour. That's the kind of church we are. Anybody catch that? I thought yesterday I said, we at church. We ought to be singing and praising and that's what I said, Gwen. And I know people love God, but it's late. We need all the strength we can get. You sing, it gives you strength. Because that goes to somewhere because God said, oh, they're down there praising me. You down there eating chicken, you ain't praising him. You know what I'm saying? I seen that yesterday and I said, God, you forgive me. Because we supposed to be church. You know, you sit there by yourself, you say, well, I can't be. But today, right here, I changed. I say, so get ready to call me crazy or whatever. Ain't nobody caught that. We come, we ought to be praising God. It's the time to praise the Lord now. And you'll get answers if you seek the Lord and praise him. How do you not know he may give somebody down answer? Somebody else may be down and out. And I was talking to a young lady. She's this precious. And she was talking to me and praise the Lord and so forth and so on. And she said some very lovely things. And I thought, I said, you know, God, nobody know the hearts of men like you do. Every time we are together, we ought to take a time to see can we get God. Because we got God. Come on now. Let me see. Y'all, we love Jesus. We love him. You know what I mean? But we spend too much time doing nothing. We went down south and all we did was eat. It was a dinner after this and a dinner after that and a dinner after that. One thing Gwen, she mentioned about this lady prayed, and she really prayed. I know I'm off, but we all too, well, we don't. If you don't want to have church all the time, there's something wrong with you. If you don't want to praise God all the time, something wrong with us. We don't want to praise God. Well, you know, we too heavenly minded. Well, let me be heavenly minded. Let me be heavenly minded. Praise the Lord that I won't be earthly minded because it's one or two. We spend too much time in frivolity. We do. For all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh. And boy, I'm telling you, this flesh gets a whole lot of attention. Too much attention. The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and it gets a little too, and the pride of life. And Brother Robbie, he said about that. It's not of the Father, but of the world. All I see in the Bible when I read it, when he was reading this morning about Paul and all these apostles, they strove to be all that God wanted them to be. They strove out of the world. They didn't want to be part of the world. I see this when I read. You know, when this Bible is talking to Christians. In some things in Corinthians, you go, good Lord, he's talking to Christians. When he's telling them not to do this and that and not to fornicate and not to commit adultery and not to lie and still, he's talking to Christians. He's talking to church folks. He wasn't talking to the world. The world, they do. Praise the Lord. Brother Derek, you okay back there? Okay, all right. He said, now the lust of the eyes. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm asking the Lord about the lust of this flesh and the lust of the eyes. He said it's not of the Father. So sometimes we think we're doing right. God getting ready to sanctify some folks. He getting ready to, you want to be sanctified? We get up and we sing all them songs. We want to be sanctified. Okay, get ready. Get ready. Get ready to lose some of your closest friends. I mean, people that get up in the church, get ready to lose them. Because all I see is people going through. And I'm not trying to search nobody's tree. You know, I'm trying to get man right. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about where I am. I said, where I am. I told Jesus, I said, you never went anywhere and have something to say. They invite him to a dinner. I said, I know I'm not you, and I know I can't get up. Any man want to come after me, let him, you know, eat and drink. I know I can't do that. But give me something. So when I leave, they know I've been there. I know you've been there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just sit in congregations. I just don't. You know, I love God's people. I said, Lord, I won't just go and sit no more. Because the time is so late. There's people that's going to hell. People that's in the church going to hell. And it's just sad. I saw the church. And one little girl came in there with, honest to goodness, with a dress, a skirt on this high. If she'd have bent over, it'd have been a shame. If she'd have sit down, it'd have been a shame. Church. I mean, these people go to church every Sunday. And I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm just saying, where is the church? What's happened to the church? What's happened to us? I ain't say you got to wear your clothes down to your ankles every time, but you ought to be decent. Good Lord. I don't know how these men make it. I don't know how they go to the store. I don't know what they do. God bless the men. Bless them. Because they have to go through now. I'm telling you, you got to put some blinders on your ass to go anywhere. Or even get in your car and drive. Because the women are all undressed and nothing on and showing everything. And good Lord for my son. This is not God. Children, we should not be like that. I'm going to preach it. You can't pay me. I'm going to preach it. You need to put some clothes on. Cover your neckness up. Praise the Lord. God, I'm telling you, it's terrible. What the men have to go, they go, and they be trying not to look, you know, poor things. They be, you know, trying not to go, and you know, someone have to do this. You know, it's terrible. God is not pleased with it. We should not be called children of God and undressing. We should be, this is the flesh. Put some on your flesh. The more you cover up, the better you are. Honestly, I'm telling you, it's terrible. Oh, my God. Some men like big legs. They don't have to go too far. Now, them dresses be right up there. Help yourself, brother. Just do all what you want to do here. Then you wonder why the women get. I'm not saying this because this means, you know, you have on a gunny sack. And you know what I'm saying? But am I telling the truth, Clay? Thank you. All right, fellas. Am I telling the truth? All right. What you say? Oh, good. Thank you. Women of God. I'm not talking about women out there in the street. I'm not talking about you all. You got to help Jesus to do this now. Because you're going to want to out in the street, want to wear everything they wear. But you women that love God, cover up your nakedness. Well, get there. I wasn't going there. Cover it up. You're saved. You're cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And you don't want to do nothing to know. You don't want to hurt nobody. You don't want no man to look at you and lust. Well, they going to lust anyway. You just lying. You just want to do what the world do. You just want to look like they want to look and wear what they wear. Get out of here. Some of these clothes y'all be wearing, I could preach on that too. Lord, have mercy. I think I done did enough right there. But God want us to get rid of the lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes, what you see. Gotta have it. Don't know if it's in the world. I gotta have it. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. In the pride of life. And he was saying about the pride of life that people just overdo. I don't know what he said about. He said that the pride of life was somebody who's just so, God ain't in it. Just otherwise, man and what man do is ruling over it. Amen. But they're not of the Father, but it's of the world. And God said it, and we believe it. And the, well, let me tell you, the world going to pass away. And all that you're doing and all that lust going to pass away. But God's word is going to stand. The will of God is going to stand. Children of God, he's going to stand and you're going to stand in the judgment. I'm going to stand in the judgment. To do the things that I have done in this life. See, it ain't what nobody else done. It's what you done. God ain't going to call me and you. No, he going to call Celeste. He going to call Mark. He going to call. Isn't that amazing? All these many, many people. I ain't going to even try to figure that one out, Brother Mark. How in the world are he going to. Children of God wants us to walk. Brother was showing us about the different levels we can walk. We ain't going to walk now level until we get right. You can know all the revelation you want to know. But you going, when you start to get up on levels, you're going to be right. So why should he give you anything else? And you can't do what he gave you. I believe that your people love you, God. I do. I believe that everybody in here that come to this church to love God. Or see something that they want to love in God. Amen. But I believe everybody mostly is struggling. Struggling. And you don't know why you're struggling. It's little simple things. It's the little foxes that eat the vines. Like the baby said, it's the truth. You know, they have a bad attitude. Because sometimes I say, oh, God, help me. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I cry because I'm too old for this. I should have done overcome that. Good Lord. Still working up in there. I say, but Lord, I don't care. Now I'm just trying to get my soul right. I just want my soul. I don't care if I should have done that 50 years ago. I didn't. So, hey, I'm still living. I'm still living. So I won't get it done now. Hallelujah. I said, get it done now. Praise the Lord. God loves all of you. And he told me, say, tell him to rise. He said, when you tell him what I'm going to tell you, then I'm going to tell you to tell him to rise and shine. Because while you down there, he showed me people, the saints down and all this stuff covering them. And when they turned over, he reached down and picked them up because all this junk fell off. So now, hallelujah, you may be down, but get ready to get up. Because God is going to get us. If you don't get up, you're going to still be down there, rolling around. Now, David gave everything to the people that was left over there and didn't go fight. But you can't get this. No. I can't give you my oil. I'm just going to have enough for me because it's getting bad out here. I'm sorry. Can't lend you none. So get all you can and can all you get. Because Pastor love you to death. Can't do it. Can't do it. So get what you can. Hear the word of God. Believe in his word. Children of God, it's people sitting, especially you, sweetheart, believe God. I know it don't seem like it ever going to come. And sometimes God knows what I need. God knows the kind of person I am. And we all are different people. You know what I'm saying? But if God let you sit this long, and told you he's going to do it, he's going to do it. He's trying to, in your patience, possess your soul. In your patience, possess your soul. If you can't wait on this, you ain't going to wait on too much else. You know, you waiting, D. Waiting, but I'm telling you, when God get ready, it's in his time. You can't make him do nothing. You can't, if I could, I'd have made him do something. But you can't make him do nothing. But in his time, he will move by his spirit in his time. I have things, you know, that I've asked God. And maybe 10 years later, something. Then I said, wow, I've learned I cannot make him do nothing. I've lived long enough, Mark, to know I can't make him do nothing. Brother, I can't. I have to wait until he say it's. And they don't need to get mad in between you waiting. And, you know, there's no need to get mad. You know, well, the best thing is get you a song and go through your waiting period with joy. Because you ain't going to change nothing. Come on now. Praise the Lord. That's what Didi said she going to do. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Didi, I just believe Didi, God has dealt with, she thought we was together. But God is dealing with us differently. When you get what you going to get, and I'm going to tell you, if this don't happen, I ain't saved. You're going to get what you're looking for. You know why? Because you know it. All right. Well, I can see. You're going to get it. Praise the Lord. But she said, I just get me a song. Now, she worked on a job. But somebody saw and heard her song, God made. She's my child. She's waiting on me. Give her a chair to sit down. Praise the Lord. Whoever heard somebody sitting down doing work. But God owns everything. All you got to do is do what he say. Praise him in when you, when you in your trials, praise him. Why would you, anybody get a praise? Ooh, God, somebody gave me $200. Whoopee, whoopee, whoopee. Anybody can praise him then. But when you're hurting and going through your trials, right in the midst of the fire, when you're in the fire, that's when he wants you to praise him. And that's when you get God to move for you miraculously. I noticed too, Father, he will move. And you won't, it ain't gonna be when you say, you may just get up and all of a sudden. I guess, okay. I just love you. I just praise you. I just thank you so wonderful. Hallelujah, Lord. When I get out and go jogging, praise the Lord, you're going to have a nurse there waiting for me just in case I fall out. And so when I fell out, there it was. Because you love me. And I love you. And I'm going to do what I can for you. And you're going to do what you know for me. And I'll tell you, what you know for me is well what I can do. When you look up, they'll be there. When you look up, they'll be there. Come here, Leslie. When you look up, come here. They're going to be there. It's hard. Because don't be sitting up here. Pray one for another. Pray. When you see people pray, especially for young people that come in, you know, you ain't got things you need and you old. Pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something, child. I've seen this in the, yeah, honestly, I've seen this. I say, if you have to come from China, if he have to be sent here on a, looking for another place to go, whatever, God gonna send him. Hallelujah! Don't let that devil tell you that you gotta come down and get that. No, sir. Don't let the devil tell you that, Leslie, because God has got that person that you, oh my God, that's gonna, you gonna be a help me to. See, the woman is a help me. And the God ain't never told a woman to go out looking. He said a man that finds a wife. Somebody looking for you, Leslie. Somebody looking for you, cute little old thing, you. Not because you're so cute, but somebody looking for you. Get in there and just beat that devil's rear and just serve God. Beat on them drums. Don't let him let you take time out. Oh, God, when you, no, Lord, that's it. That's it. Lay it down today, baby. Lay it down today. No more coming. Oh, God, you know, oh, lay it down today. Lay it down today. I declare unto you that the one that's looking for you is going to come. He's going to come. And there she is. And all you other women that's not married, forget it because he loves Leslie. Need to put on your pretty little dress and try to come in there because it ain't going to happen. He's coming. They're coming. I just feel like the enemy just gets so hard against you. And that other person just won't let go. But don't let nobody tell you. You deserve the best because you're God's child. You don't have to take no second best. You don't have to take no second best. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, I'm getting old. Sarah was 90. He says signs, wonders, and miracles. But he had to know. The devil used that all kinds of stuff. See, the devil knows. He knows humans. He knows. He was there in that garden. He knows. But the devil is a liar. All you got to do is follow what is given to you by God. When people minister to you, Gwen call you, somebody else be led to call you, take it. And I mean, take it like a treasure. Yes, look, I'm going to stand on this, Lord. I'm gonna do what you say. I'm going to practice my drums. I'm going to beat them drums. I'm going to be better than any. Hey, Leslie, the drummer. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, he'll keep you all down. You don't feel like doing nothing. You know, your job will make you tired than it's supposed to. You know, you ain't supposed to be that. But your job will wear you out if you don't keep God in your mind. It'll wear you out. Anything you go through that you don't give to God will wear you out. Because that's what it's for, to wear you out. But the trials wasn't to make you. The trials wasn't to make you wear out. The trial was to make you perfect like a gem. And you may be a diamond. You know, he's making up his gems. Diamonds and rubies and then something I can't even call all them beautiful jewels. Well, he just knocking off the chunks and the, you know, put, and you know what, everything got to be refined in the fire. It ain't fried in the cold water, it's refined in the fire. You in the fire, baby, but you gonna come out looking like a new whatever gem he done made you. A new diamond. I know. A new diamond. I don't. Praise the Lord. Be encouraged, daughter. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Be glad you're in the church that can tell you the truth and around people that will tell you the truth. Don't listen to people that say they saved and giving you wrong information. If they giving you information that you ain't got somewhere that people love you, forget it. Take it as just thank you and travel on. And keep your mind on the Lord. Who can I speak to, Father? Who can I encourage? You know, the Bible say, what's it, word in, I think it's in Corinthians 7, where singleness is good. Paul say, I wish you could remain as I. A lot of times, you know, you get a husband and you got to you learn him. You got to know what he like for breakfast. He might like his bacon turned over sideways, and you're going to get tired of that, baby. Right now, you get up, fix what you want to fix. I'm just saying we should not, you know, be down where God put us. Be up. It's his will. He knows your heart. It's his will. So I'm going to pray hard. And you believe hard. Praise God. Go in peace. Lift your head up. Don't let the enemy take your strength by letting you be down. You too high. I say God knows. Anybody else need to be ministered today? Amen. You need to be need God to touch you today about something. Because I'm suspecting everybody, praise God, is saved, I hope. Anybody need prayer today? We're going to pray. God is doing some wonderful things. Donald stood up and said, God is healing and doing wonderful things. And he is. He is. He's doing wonderful things. He really is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Yeah, amen. The Lord see how you have strived to be the father he wants you to be. And he see how the pull is between, Lord, should I do this or go here? Should I or go there? You know, I love you. But I don't want to do anything, you know. You understand what I'm saying? But God is saying, you know, that he gave you this son. And he's going to bless you whenever you go with him. He's going to bless you and bless the boy. Because the boy needs his father. And you're going to teach him things that he can't learn nowhere else. Because he has such faith in you. So when you tell him things, you just, it goes right into here. Right down here. What you tell him. So be careful what you say to him. because it goes right in here. Amen. So God go with you to the park. Yeah, watch over him. Ain't nothing going to happen to you because he's with you. Amen. He's always with you. But I understand, you know, praise the Lord. But, you know, you inspire us with your striving. To see a young person strive, it inspires the church. So you are an inspiration to the church. You really are. You really are. Praise the Lord. Amen. The devil don't like that. But I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be scared of the devil. Because he under our feet, whether we know it or not. We keep that booger down. Stay down there. Amen. Amen. You go in peace. You're going to be all right. Oh, thank you, Lord. Anybody else need prayer? God is so good. Will you stand? It's easy to get what you want. Just obey God. Put away the things of the flesh that you know. Yeah, but you know you don't do everything, but you know. But Sister Gerda knows she's from the old school. Them women wore hats to church too, probably, didn't they? You know, because they believed everything. God said, well, hat, they wore that. They just obeyed the Lord. They obeyed the Lord. Father, I thank you. I say, I thank you. I want to tell you, we praise your name. We love you. I say, we love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you. Give us the strength, God, to put this flesh away. Give us the strength, God, to put it away, Lord, because it's kind of strong here. Oh, God, but help us, God, in Jesus' name. Help us, God, in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise and I give you glory. Oh, God, bless all the saints that have come today. Bless Lord, the children. Bless us, God. I do hope that we got something that we can hold on to and bite into and go on. I pray that this is so. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for your spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. I have delivered my soul. I thank you. And I know, hallelujah, you have heard. Thank you, Lord. Go back with them where they go. Be, Lord, all that they need in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, in the name of the Lord. I'm going to tell you, when you get in that car, and you go home and get there, you done something. Amen. You know, the devil would like to knock you off red soon. But he can't because you belong to God. We belong to God. I say we belong to God. I say we belong to God. I say we belong to God. Nobody can get in Sister Gerda's house because it's angels, big angels around your doors, all around your windows, all around your... Wherever you are, angels of the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't never have to think when you go to sleep, Lord. You can sleep in peace because the angels of the Lord around you. And a great big one's at your door. Great big one. Somebody come up there, they're going to be seeing them angels. They better not. You know that you see angels. People going to start seeing the angels now protecting his people. The angels protect you. Did you know that? You know that. You believe that. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. You're excused.